Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, gobble it, purple, play, 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 play,
play, play, play, play, play, play, play, play, play, play, play, play, play, play,
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is just London Hughes, just social media and everything.
Yeah.
If you want to follow her on social media, follow her on...
At the London Hughes.
The London Hughes.
The London Hughes, in case there was any others.
Yeah. Do you know...
Are there any others?
I don't think so. Yeah. They might be porn stars.
Oh, that does sound a bit...
Yeah, it's quite porny.
It is quite porny, isn't it? Hello everyone, welcome back to Private Parts Podcast Part 2. This is where we read the most intimate and sort of details of our lives. Joined us still is London Hughes people!
Yeah, yeah, where's my whoop?
London in the house.
No. Oh, we're in London! Yeah. London!
Yeah, that's what I like.
But you weren't christened London.
Yeah.
Really?
Serious?
That's the laziest christening I've ever heard.
Hold on. Why are you cussing my parents?
You know, because it's true.
So rude.
Your parents
are... Oh, you're Jamie. How many other Jamies are there?
Yeah. That is boring.
I know about 55 Jamies.
Nah.
You're basic.
No,
you're basic.
Nah.
I bet you weren't even the only Jamie in school.
I was.
Nah,
100%.
You wasn't. I bet you had to put your, like, with Jamie L, because there was another Jamie F or Jamie T.
I was Jamie or Lango.
Lango.
Lango. Lango.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lango.
Or Jampot. Rude boy.
No, I was not. No one called you Jampot.
It was just Jampot. It was just Jampot.
No
but
one.
It's, your parents had you, and then they were like.
To be fair, my mum wanted to call me Nash.
Croydon.
Nashville. No. Croydon, yeah.
I mean, Croydon's quite a cool name. Like,
yeah, it would be cool.
It
doesn't David Beckham have a son called Croydon?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Yeah, definitely. But, but don't you think. There's girls called Chelsea, and you lot live in Chelsea.
Yeah.
So why is that not weird?
No, because it's weird. Your parents basically went, what should we call her?
No.
And your mum went,
well, we're in London, so.
No. My mum actually wants to call me Nash One after the horse that won the derby on the day I was born.
Thank you, lucky stars.
Thank you. So it was
Nash
a toss-up.
One?
Yeah,
what?
Nash One.
What, with one after?
Yeah, like, well, Nash, N-A-S-H-O-N-E, I think. Nash One.
Nash One.
Not sure why.
Nash One.
Not sure what a Nash One
that
is.
Would be.
But
quite
that was the horse. But my full name, I've got so many names.
Welcome to the stage, Nash One Hughes.
Is that, I sound like a, like number 23 on your Chinese special. Like, it's actually weird. But my full name is London Dion, Misha Stacey, Stephanie Asina, Nibs Hughes.
Is that on your passport?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
On my ID.
Can we see your ID?
Yeah,
just
sure.
Wait, hold on, London. So before you don't look at it and give it to me and say exactly what you're... I love that you have... I heard Dior in there.
Dior.
It's like your mum went, let's call London, and then all the other fashion brands I love.
Nike, Reebok.
Yeah. But wait, so then
TK Maxx, Primark, here we go.
Hey, why did you say TK Maxx?
I don't know, I just
respect
checked
my mum, bro. You dumb.
Foot Locker
No,
Hughes.
Respect my mum. Foot Locker Hughes is a wicked name.
Foot Locker. Butlins, Hughes.
But look at... Why do you think... I'm middle class, you know.
Such a snob.
It's not a snob. It's just what came into my head.
Butlins.
Snob.
Put some respect on my name, bruv. Go on.
Okay, we got Miss London.
Yep.
Don.
Dion.
Dion.
So, are you dyslexic?
A little bit.
Oh, I'll help you.
Dion.
A lot.
Okay, Miss London Don.
Dion.
Dion.
Yeah.
M.
Misha.
S.
Stacey.
S.
Stephanie.
E?
Asina.
Knibbs Hughes.
Nibs Hughes. Oh. Silent Knibbs. K, like a doorknob.
Sorry, it's a silent K.
A
silent
knob. K.
Like a doorknob,
like
babes.
A doorknob.
Oh, so I just know what to do here.
You don't know canoe. Like canoeing, I don't canoe. So yeah, so that's me. But basically, the Stacey and the Stephanie are named after basic chicks that my brothers were dating at the time. So my brother was in reception and there was this girl in our class called
Stacey.
I swear to God. So this girl called Stacey, he was in reception and she was called Stacey Hughes and he was 5 years old. And to impress her, he named his only sister after her. So I'm called Stacey Hughes after some basic bitch that went to my brother's school. And then my other brother was dating a chick called Stephanie. And to impress her, he called me Stephanie. That's why it's like all exotic, like Misha, Dion, Stacey, Stephanie, Estina. That's what happened.
Also, my favourite bit about that, it's all exotic. Like, Misha, Dion.
Misha's exotic. Misha's bloody exotic. I know more Stacey's and Stephanie's than I do Misha's. Misha's exotic. So,
Dion.
Stacey Hughes, if you're out there and you ever dated Joel Hughes in reception, thanks, innit? So.
Wait, so, but what the part I find amazing is your mum agreed to just let them
yeah,
name
exactly,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
After their girlfriends.
Their girlfriends at the time, Stacey and Stephanie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
We'll just put that.
I do actually love that. I do like the fact that she was basically in there going, anyone want to have a name? Anyone want to have a name? Come on.
We've got
come
more
on.
Space on the line, yeah, actually. We need to on. Fill it. We need to fill the
what
whole.
And then
like,
she's like, Stacey, we'll take
Stacey.
We've got Stacey. Bidding off. Anyone want to have Stacey?
Literally.
Firstly, before we actually say anything, we have to let our audience know that we're still going on tour. Do you know this?
No. We are still. We haven't given up. We haven't cancelled it.
Yeah. Hold on. Just,
we are still
outcome.
Going on tour.
And what's really exciting, we can announce now that London has decided to do our warm-up for us.
I will warm up for you.
Yeah, but really?
You
what, the whole of London?
To.
No, just going
to
warm us up before we go on stage.
Yeah, literally just wank you off. I'll be your fluffer. I'll fluff you up.
Big enough
to
London
News
as our fluffer before we go on stage.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Got another career.
Isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Got to get the money somehow.
But we're going on tour.
That's good. Good for you, though. People are going to buy.
Well, we don't know. We
have... How much are tickets? You're not aware at this
30,
point.
£30 occasionally. 20?
No, for you to just sit here.
£20.
Is there going to be a dance act?
No, it's going to be a whole show.
Of you just sitting here talking?
No, it's not going to be just like this. It'll be like this.
Look,
way better.
London, have you not had a good time?
Yeah.
Imagine watching
but
that on stage.
I wouldn't want to watch it. I'd like to live it. Do the audience
worry,
get to be
lot,
on the show?
There's a lot more in store than just this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And the ending thing is you just being a fluffer on stage.
All right, great. Amazing. I'll do that. Yeah.
But we're going on tour, so if you want to get our tickets, head to www.privatepartspodcast.com and you can get tickets there, which would be very good. And this is why we've been getting comedians on, because we always want to find out advice, and you are epic in your area. So that's why we're just using you pretty much.
Yeah, clearly.
We're simply
to be honest, I think you're all right. You've got a little two-man thing going on where you've got the funny, excited one.
Oh yes, love that.
But then
and
you've
got
the
boring.
Witty. No,
the
he's
boring.
Witty because he comes with the one-liners. Francis has made me laugh more than you have. He's made me laugh from my soul
the people
more
have
than
spoken.
You have.
Yeah, but no.
People have spoken.
He's made you laugh.
Arrest my
so
case.
So you're saying you'd rather sit with Francis in a room than
no,
me?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I'd sit with Francis anywhere.
Well,
I'm saying that in part of this little duo you've got going on.
Yeah.
Like, this works. This is good.
Yeah. So like kind of like Ant and Dec.
No, you can't say that anymore because...
Oh, they're not together.
That's not really a thing.
They're breaking
it's
up.
Not really a thing that you aspire to.
No, we're like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
We're like Daphne
didn't
and Celeste.
Did they both die?
Daphne and Celeste.
Yeah, do you remember them?
No.
Remember that song, Ooh, Stick You, Your Mama Too, and Your Daddy? Yeah.
Ooh, Stick You, Daphne Your Mama.
Yeah.
What about,
you're them.
I'm a bad babysitter, got my boyfriend in
oh
the
my
shower.
God, I remember that. Ooh.
Do you remember that one?
Oh my God.
Wait, but who could we be, what other double X?
That's it.
I don't know, yeah. Simon and Garfunkel.
By the way.
Oh, I love them.
I've got to, I'm talking of like people shouting these over, I've got to give a confession over to you guys.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, can't wait for your confession.
So why are you looking so excited, Francis?
Is it what I think it is?
It could be.
Are you a lesbian?
Yeah, I'm a lesbian. I've had something done to me.
Sex change.
I haven't had a sex change.
Never gets old, that joke.
I haven't had a lip job.
Yeah.
No, I haven't
no,
had,
he's had a lip job. No, that's some Botox.
I haven't had
Botox. Have you had Botox?
No, I haven't had Botox
Don't
either.
Lie. Have you had Botox?
No.
You definitely have.
No, I haven't.
Hold on.
I haven't had Botox.
Are you sure?
Filler? Have you got
I haven't
you
had
filler?
No.
What is it?
My friend, and this is the first time we're talking about this, this is a big assignment. So my friend decided to go for a hair transplant.
Oh, wow. Like what Wayne Rooney did.
Yeah, but...
Your friend?
Yeah.
So that friend
and
is you.
I decided to go with him, so I've had a...
Was it buy one, get one free?
It wasn't buy... I think we got a little bit of a discount. But we decided to go to the best. And this is so true. We decided to go to the best place ever. We went to Nottingham, because apparently that is the place of hair transplants.
Oh, it
is.
God. It's so you have had a hair transplant.
Do you want to see what it looks like?
Yes. I mean...
What? It looks like I'm sunburnt on the top of my head.
Okay.
And the scary thing is, so basically, I did not... Like,
it's not it's not grown in yet.
Or... Well, no, this thing. So everyone out there, I thought I'd just tell everyone, I went for a hair transplant. In the front of it, look at it.
You haven't had a hair transplant.
I have had it.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
That's not real.
It is a thing.
It's not.
Shall I show you the pictures?
Can I touch it?
Yeah, touch
it. It looks like you've got mild eczema.
Rosacea.
On
so,
your head.
So look, this is... And are you squeamish? This is what happens when you have a hair transplant.
No, is that actually a thing?
Here we go. So you ready for this?
Squeamish.
Screamish.
Here we go.
Are you squeamish?
Are you screaming?
Here we go. So you ready for this? This is what happens when you get it done. Ready?
Oh God!
Oh my God! What is that?
That's it. It gets done.
No, that's not it.
Yes, it is. I swear.
That's not a thing.
So basically, what happens is that you go up to wherever it is. I did not know this. I did not read the T's and C's. I thought I was going for hair transplant.
It's kind of something you should maybe do your homework on beforehand.
And as I arrived there in the clinic, they went, let me see. So I took off my hat and they went,
why do you need a hair transplant?
Well, this thing, as I took my hat off, they went, you don't really need one, do you? And I went, well, we're here now, so you might as well do it.
But why did you think that you needed one?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought.
He's got a 19-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, is that why?
No.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry.
No, she's seeing all these young flowing locks.
Hold on, is your girlfriend actually 19?
Yeah, baller.
19?
Baller.
19?
Baller.
Your girlfriend's 19?
Baller.
No, that's not a baller. Peter! That's a word you should be shouting. That's not baller.
So I went to this place and we had this. They said it's going to take 8 hours. I was like, are you kidding me? They then take all the hair follicles out of the back of your head, put it into the front of your head, and supposedly they grow back. I said, well, how long is this going to take? They said 8 hours. I said, well, what's the like kind of treatment process for how many months or weeks? They said it could take up to a year. I was like, you fucking joking? It's going to take a whole year.
But you didn't need one.
I know.
A year from now, you'll be like, yeah, glad I did.
But what's it going to be like? Is it going to be blonde? Is it going to be, what's it going to be? Is it afro?
If it grows in, back?
What's
it
going to be?
I don't know. What is going to happen though?
It's going to grow out like hair.
But then,
well, you've got hair.
Yeah, but no, but not at the front of my head. Well,
really?
I do. Yeah, I've got. Lots.
Basically, he wanted less forehead.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Foreheads are in though.
Are they?
That's Rihanna. True. Yeah.
Shit, I can't reverse it now. Do you know the best thing about this? I didn't realize this also. Once you get the hair transplant at the front, that hair never goes. So if you start to recede and bald back, you're then left with just two bits the front of your head, like two horns.
Oh, really? Yeah. I feel like you've made a big mistake.
Good thing it's non-reversible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Never, ever. It's not like a tattoo you get lasered off. Like, it's never changeable. It's always there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, Jamie.
So anyway, the funny thing about this is I went up to a meeting about my sweet company. So I had to go and have a meeting with this big factory. Anyway, I was wearing my hat because I was really embarrassed because it scabbed up and things like that. And I said to my girl, I was with my girl.
My girl. Yeah. Well, she is a girl.
My
She's 19.
Girl. No, no, She's 19. It wasn't my girlfriend. It was just one of our employees. I said, it's
going to
be...
Well, that's a bit naughty.
I was like, it's going to be really embarrassing because I'm going to be wearing a hat and I'm going to be really embarrassed and it's really rude and I can't tell them about this because... And she went,
why not?
I can't tell them that I've just stupidly got a hair transplant.
Yeah, you can't do it when you're going into a meeting with big, like, you know, suppliers. So I said, I'll just say that I've had an operation I'm embarrassed about. She went, yeah, that's great. So I walked into the room, northern guy, and I went, hi, how are you doing? He went, yeah, good. And I went, did my accent? I went, sorry, I'm wearing a hat. I've just had an operation and I've been insecure about it. He went, well, what was it?
Obviously.
And I went, oh, I wasn't, this was so, I so rogue. I could be anything. And I went, well, I've had a hair transplant.
Well, I thought
that would be, and he went, well, give us a look. So I then had to take my hat off to the point where he made me FaceTime his daughter and say, look at his head.
Oh my God.
And he got everyone from the office to come in and take a look at my head and show everyone pictures when I was trying to keep it quiet.
Yeah, you could have just said like brain surgery.
Yeah. And also the best thing about it is normally what people with, I suppose, profiles can do is say, oh my God, I got a hair transplant and do it for free.
Yeah.
I didn't
you
do that.
You paid for that.
I paid for it, but now I've just told anyone anyway. So could have got it for free, but paid for it and told everyone.
Yeah.
I did.
Well done.
Would you ever get any plastic surgery?
Oh, do you know what? I thought I'd never get it, but now...
She doesn't need it.
I don't need it because my face is crafted by Jesus himself, but I genuinely believe that I might get like a Brazilian butt lift.
What is
what
that?
The hell is that?
They suck the fat out of your stomach.
Sick.
And they put it in your bum. So Kylie Jenner,
isn't that what
Kim
you
Kardashian.
Had as well?
I put it all into my butt.
Everybody, anyone you see who's got a tiny little waist but big ass, they've all had Brazilian butt lifts. From like Kylie Jenner to Charlotte Crosby.
I love butts as well. I love
so
butts.
So half the girls you set with big bums with tiny waists probably have had
Really? Is it quite a common thing?
Very common. And it's so easy because they just it's just rearranging your own fat. So it's not even like proper surgery. You can like walk out there the next day.
When I was younger, get that one right. When I was definitely way younger, when I was at my dad's with my stepmom and my stepmom's mum was there, a girl called Jean. I went and watched Man and Motors all night. I was watching it I went
Euro
to bed.
Euro Trash comes on.
I went to bed and forgot to change it. My parents came back and turned the TV and saw that Man and Motors was playing, and I blamed it on Jean, my grandmother.
Wait, what's Man and Motors?
You never used to watch
it's a channel. Was it a channel?
Yeah,
or
it was a
show?
It was a channel.
On cable.
Oh, really?
He was in Africa.
No, he was in America.
Oh, he was in America.
Oh, you're so travelling. Right, London, we
so
have...
So travelling.
You're so travelling.
Oh, God,
you're
what they
so
say.
Travelling.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We have some questions from social, ladies and gentlemen, for our 60th episode with London Hughes.
Woo-hoo! Yay.
Okay, we got a question for London Hughes, which is from Tiffany via Instagram. Snog, marry, avoid.
Ooh.
Okay, we'll chuck one in here. Jamie, Francis, Chris Rock.
Oh my God. Chris Rock's got more money than both of you. So marry Chris Rock. Snog.
Marry for money, that's a shame.
That's sad. That's sad. Snog, or I've got to avoid one of you. That's not nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to snog the person who I think has the most black friends. So that's going to be Jamie and avoid Francis.
Definitely wrong.
I said black friends or black slaves. So that's why.
Touché,
you pay them. They're not your friends if you pay them, Francis. They're not your friends.
Not my slaves if I pay them.
That's true.
Okay, we got one seeking advice, and here we go. It's from an anonymous person, and she's female. 3 nights ago, I had my girlfriend and my sister staying at my house. They had met a few times and seemed to get on well, but didn't really know each other. I had to pop out for the evening for a couple of hours for some work drinks, but ended up leaving slightly early than anticipated to come home to find my sister and girlfriend having sex in my bed.
Sister and girlfriend?
Note, until this point, I was under the impression my sister was totally straight. I have not heard from either of them since, but know I'm going to have to see my sister at my grandma's 90th birthday next week, a big family occasion. What should I do?
What?
So basically she's saying she had a girlfriend.
You read it so badly, I didn't even understand what you said.
Sorry, she had a lesbian with a girlfriend.
She went out for a party and then left early to come back and found her sister and her girlfriend having sex in her bed.
Wait, having a lesbian...
Yes, what is wrong with you?
It's so simple. You're just getting excited by the sound of lesbians.
There are lesbians involved in this story, Francis.
All right, okay.
How do you feel about that?
Fine, great, good for them.
Great. Okay. So
London, this is on you. What would you do?
You've got to get rid of the girl, man. You've got to throw them all away.
But what about the sister?
You throw it away.
You can't get rid of your sister.
Yeah, you can. Throw it away.
That is...
Of course you can.
You can.
Delete it.
How would you delete your sister?
Unfollow her on Twitter.
Oh, that's true, actually. Once you unfollow them on social media,
they are gone.
I am done.
Literally. I did that to my sister. She pissed me off. I unfollowed her on social media and she disappeared for a long time.
Have you ever done something? Have you ever slept with a friend's boyfriend or done anything
definitely.
Bad? Or had a, you have,
definitely, oh definitely.
Or happened to you?
No.
So what happened with your friend? Tell us the story.
They weren't a boyfriend, but she just really fancied him.
Oh, that's not the same.
Is that the same?
No.
Because you've got a girl code though.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't really like this guy, but he likes me. What am I going to do? Sleep with him.
God, I used to hate that at school. It was my most hated thing. When I used to go to a party and really fancy a girl, and they always fancied Adam Rostron.
Who's Adam Rostron? Yeah.
Oh, he's dead now. he's not. I didn't murder him.
Was he your good friend?
Yeah, he's actually dead.
No, he's alive. He's very much living. I don't see him
but
anymore.
But did you ever get with any of the girls that...
I used to get with a lot of girls. Just some of the girls I fancied, they fancied him a little bit more. And it used to make me so jealous. I just wanted...
Is he a good-looking guy?
Good-looking guy, tall.
Was he tall? Ah.
Not that I'm short.
You are.
No, I'm not,
you
London.
You are, babe.
Well, some would say I'm not.
You're short in real life. I was like, I thought you were short on TV.
You are short.
It's all right then, babe.
Oh, I got a big personality.
You're a grower. No. Yeah, you're a grower.
I am a grower, you know what I mean?
It's fine.
Okay, so you think you should delete them, right?
Delete both of them.
Okay, we got another one. General slash like, hey guys, I would love to know how being in the public eye affects you. What are the pros and cons?
Oh, great question.
Go for it. From Mercy.
Mersey.
This is for you, London.
For me, it's sick, yeah? We go on Tinder dates and you just go, oh, I'm just a comedian. I'm not really a big deal. And then you go out and everyone asks you for pictures. It's like, yeah, I am. That happens to me all the time now.
And then also you can pick up guys a lot easier.
Oh my God, so easy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So, I've literally, since being on Today's Good Day, and I've had the best sex life.
Have you serious?
Yeah. So on Tinder?
Not just Tinder, just everyone.
So how many people...
I've got girls in my DMs. That's how crazy it is.
Would you ever hook up with a girl?
Yeah.
You would?
I don't discriminate, so...
Discriminate.
I don't discriminate.
Nor does Francis.
Well, you can't discriminate a girl, can you?
I don't discriminate.
But so you would hook up... So how many people would you say you would sleep with?
At once?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've definitely done a threesome, but not with...
Guy and a girl or two guys?
No, two girls. It was me, a girl, and my boyfriend.
What?
Yeah,
that is so...
I've done that. I'm a good girlfriend.
Is that weird?
No, it was actually all right.
Really?
She was more interested in me, which was hilarious.
Really?
He thought that he had the best of both worlds, but he didn't add in.
Oh my God, that happened to a friend of ours that we know. A friend of ours who we know very well. Him and his girlfriend decided to have a threesome with another girl, and he was so drunk he ended up just sleeping with the other girl and the girlfriend just watching at the end of the bed. Yeah, they did not last that long. Ooh. After that. Yeah.
When you have a threesome, I guess it has to be fair, but the one threesome I've had, yeah, it wasn't fair for him.
Have you ever had a threesome, Francis?
I couldn't.
With all your slaves?
He's so coy about it.
I think you probably have.
Do you
I
think so?
Possibly say.
You couldn't possibly. But okay, Lon, would you sleep on the first date or not sleep on the first date?
Depends on how attractive he is.
Because I don't see a big problem. But everyone talks.
That's all that matters, really. He's fit, you know.
No, but obviously, if he's fit and I like. I'm attracted
to
him.
You're not good-looking enough to sleep with on the first date.
Yeah, because I might get to know your personality and you might laugh me into bed, but you on looks, yeah. I've got to be attracted to you to want to sleep with you on the first date.
Does anyone ever laugh anyone into bed?
Yeah! Comedians get the most girls.
What comedian has laughed you into bed?
Oh, none. not a single any of them.
None of them?
None of them.
None of them.
Never.
You've never slept.
Never, ever slept with any male comedians ever at Edinburgh last year, ever.
You heard it here first. Never,
that's
ever.
That's an exclusive.
Never, ever have I ever. Ever. Never.
I mean, I think now everyone always talks about having sex and they're like, oh no, we can't do it because it's the first date. But I think it's just super chill.
I think nowadays it's more like before. You wait because you want the guy to like you and you don't want to like get with a guy and it's like a fucking duck. But the thing is, you can
fucking
wait.
Duck.
Guys are so trash. That
is
you
that
can...
when you have sex and eat duck?
Literally.
Oh, I'm gonna have a fucking duck tonight.
No, but like you'll get with a guy. a little bit of Peking. No, you get with a guy and like you sleep with him on the first date and then he obviously doesn't return your calls or whatever. That's bad. But then you can get with a guy and chat to him for a month and sleep with him and he still doesn't return your calls anyway. So you might as well just do it on the first date.
It's annoying when that happens when you sleep with them and they don't phone you back.
That's never happened to me in my life.
Has it not?
Never.
I had it with one girl. We went in Exeter and I slept with her and at the end of it I said, oh, should I take your number? She went, nah, you knew what this was. I was like, sorry.
Gosh, she's a G.
Yeah.
I respect that. She was like, I know this.
Yeah.
You know this.
Oh, I...
He's
showed
short.
Her a good time.
He's short. There's not going to be a future. We can't have children. We can't procreate. We can't. It's a one-time thing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's please have the answer to the question of the week.
Well, the question of the week, if you remember, was what do the Navajo Indian tribe do when a baby laughs for the first time?
I said have a party, and you said sacrifice a lamb or something.
Yeah, they all masturbate at once.
Actually, London, you are correct.
Yeah.
They throw a party, but then the person who makes the baby laugh has to provide all the food.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how do they make it laugh? They go, blah, blah, or tell
it. But you know what? It probably wasn't laughing. It's probably just wind. And that person's had to, like, make all the food over some wind.
And the Navajo tribe's big, you know?
Yeah, so that's out of order.
Providing a lot of food.
Just a gassy infant.
What is your, okay, funny, if you were going to make a baby laugh in the Navajo Indian tribe, what joke would you say? What joke would you go to? Go, Francis.
A baby. You don't need to tell a baby a joke.
Yeah, but it's got a very futuristic mind.
I'd say...
futuristic.
Yeah,
one.
I didn't
like
know that.
Robot, just, like part robot.
What is your best baby joke?
But like, so it's got like microchips in its brain.
No, it's just beyond its years.
It's like Black Panther baby.
Yeah, it's like a Black Panther
right,
baby.
So it's
so London. What would you say as your joke to make you laugh?
Why didn't the skeleton go to the party?
Why?
Because he had nobody to go with.
You just did that on purpose, so you wouldn't have to buy the food. No way it's going to laugh.
There we go. Done.
What was yours, Francis?
Well, I mean, it's a baby, so I'd probably go
Peppa Pig,
Peekaboo,
Peekaboo,
and that would maybe
that's
work.
Quite scary.
Do you know what I would say? I would go. How do you get a baby out of a tree?
Dunno.
Chuck a rock in it.
What?
This is so bad.
What? That's what I would say.
Have you got kids?
What? No.
Oh, you're just hating one. Sorry.
Why have?
I'm teasing.
Woo! I like it. London years, everyone. Okay, we are at that time of day, London, where we ask you to do a big favour for us.
Right, what is
because
it?
Because you've been you've been an epic guest.
Thanks, man.
And because we want to try and get an even better guest next time, which is really tricky.
Yes.
We're going to try and get you to ask the person to be on our podcast.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll do it.
Do you know who we're really trying to get?
Who?
Jeremy Corbyn.
Wicked.
We heard he's a big fan.
I reckon he'll do it.
Yeah, so you're going to phone up. We'll try and get hold of Jeremy Corbyn.
What's his number?
Oh, we can't give it out because then everyone phone him. But Francis,
how do you have his number, though?
He slipped in Francis' pocket once.
He's a member of Parliament. He's a public official.
So is it in, like...
Public. It's civil.
Can I Google it?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
No, I've got it here for you.
So you're going to phone up, try and get hold of Jeremy Corbyn and ask him to... You've just been on Private Parts Podcast.
Right.
You thought it was a great time. You knew that... We wanted him on, and as a birthday surprise, or as a surprise to us, you're getting him to come on without us knowing, and you want to get him on the podcast.
Why is there so much backstory?
Well, you can create. I just gave you a little bit of a backstory. You could change it up. You could say there's a fire in your house, and you want Jeremy Corbyn to save you if you wanted to.
Or maybe maybe you should actually pretend that you're baby station returning Jeremy's call. That's great.
Oh my God.
Well done.
I think that's better.
Okay, so
am I ringing up Jezza?
Pretending to be baby station saying you're returning Jeremy's call.
Yeah.
They're going to hang up the phone. That's not going to get him on there.
Well, if they hang up, then at least we've given it a go.
Oh,
are you ready for this?
Yeah, but I need to get my baby station voice on.
Okay, we'll practice it first.
Just be like, hello. Wait, am I calling on behalf of baby station?
I'd be like, am I calling
girl?
A bloke?
Am I what? This is a sultry, sexy voice. Hello.
Sorry, I got the wrong number. Is any girls there?
This is babe station in the daytime of London Heath. That's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, fine. We like
no,
it.
No, but am I calling on behalf of babe station or am I the babe from babe station?
Yeah, you say you got cut off from Jeremy Corbyn.
Hi,
okay.
No, I need a babe station name.
London Hughes.
No, what's, no, here we go. Love it.
What's keep fine? What is your first street name you lived on?
Burlington.
And what is your first pet called?
Avrex.
Burlington Avrex. Burlington Avrex. That's your babe station name.
Burlington Avrex. Your pet was called. What kind of pet was it?
A hamster.
Avrex. Isn't that a make of jacket?
Yes. Yeah. And it was the cool Avrex jackets back in the day.
All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, episode 60. Here is London Hughes' prank call.
Okay, you ready? Good afternoon, Drain Performance Office.
Hello, and my name's Burlington Avrex. I'm calling on behalf of Babe Station. I was just on a call with Jeremy and I got cut off. Is there a way that you could put me through to him?
You were on a call to Jeremy?
Yeah, Mr. Corbin.
Can I get your name again?
Burlington, Burlington Avrex, A-V-I.
Okay. Burlington, can I just put you on hold a second?
Yeah, sure, no worries. Thank you. Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Burlington. I don't think that call took place.
It definitely did. I literally was just on the phone with him.
On the phone regarding...
It's kind of a private matter, but it got cut off.
Yeah, I don't think that actually took place because he's in a meeting right now.
He rang me about 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago?
Mm-hmm. Is there a way that you can get him to call me back?
Yeah, sure. I can.
Well, he has my number anyway. He has my number. Just say Burlington from Babe Station rang.
From where, sorry?
Babe Station. BabeStation.
Okay. I will let him know that you called.
Thank you so much. Can you tend to call quite... urgent. It's quite urgent. So as soon as he gets out of his meeting, if that's okay.
And you said he has your number?
Yeah, he does have my number. He's called me several times. No worries. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
The funny thing is, someone's actually going to go in there and say, sorry, Burlington Avrex from Babe Station called. She says, could you call her back?
She said that you called her several times. Burlington Avrex from Babe Station. London Hughes, everyone!
Oh, God, that was too much fun. Oh, it's a shame we didn't get to speak to him.
I know, but that's actually better because everyone's going to think...
Oh, my God, that was genius.
He's going to go around his team. He's like, yeah, Jeremy's apparently been calling it Babe Station.
I love how he was in a meeting.
Avrex.
Yeah. Imagine me like, oh, shit. Oh, God, I've been caught out. London.
Oh, God.
My G, you've been unbelievably cool. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Worries.
We've had a blast with you. Listen, are you on tour at the moment? You're going on tour?
I've got a book out next year and a tour next year.
What's the book called?
We haven't decided a name, but it's actually just a fun self-help love book written by a comedian with all like my real experiences.
Call it. Size doesn't matter.
It does if you're Jamie.
Call it. Size doesn't matter. And Jamie is 6'2".
In his personality. But yeah, it'll be fun. Since doing like self-containing stuff, people, especially women, are like, how are you so confident? How are you so awesome? And I want to be more like you and carry myself like you. So this book will help you.
And do you know what? We haven't said, but you were a complete rock star on that show.
Thanks,
you were so funny. You were completely yourself. You're one of these people who don't try and hide anything. And I think that's really cool to be like.
Authentic.
Authentic.
Thanks. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You would eat, you would do anything, and
don't care.
That's the cool. I never lose that because it's really.
Thank you, Jamie.
It's really nice.
Well, you'll
nice.
Have to come back on when you have your book out.
Yeah, so. Definitely. And obviously the tour. I'm fluffing you guys.
Oh,
yeah. So I'll see you every day.
Oh, yeah.
Every night.
True, I can't wait to be fluffed.
So I'm fluffing you on the tour. So that's going to be great. And I've got some crazy new.
Just to keep Frances hard throughout the whole tour.
Because that's part of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Frances hard.
And we can follow you on Instagram, The London Hughes.
At The London Hughes. The app, because Hughes. People just type in the, I mean, that will probably still come up anyway.
Mm.
So yeah, The London Hughes.
Dude, you're the best. And as always, what we like to do is we like to leave our audience with something inspirational.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, this is so inspirational. Do you want it to be real inspirational or fake inspirational?
Anything you want.
real. I'm gonna do real stuff.
Right. We like that.
You ready for this real inspirational thing?
Mm-hmm. Keep it real.
So, I dropped out of uni because I got a job on TV and I was studying television studies. And television studies is a shit degree. Don't study television studies. They just make you watch episodes of Desmond's over and over again. It's really weird. Now I was
that's a degree.
This is inspirational.
This
as well.
Is inspirational. I dropped out and then last year I got invited back to my uni to give a talk to all the kids in the class to how to make it in television and tell them all to drop out. So inspiration is just because you think you should go to uni. Sometimes you don't have to.
Maybe be an apprentice.
Yeah. Or maybe just be on TV.
Or maybe just be you.
Be yourself.
London.
Yeah.
Dion.
Go on.
Missy.
Misha.
Misha. Stacey. Stolomon.
Stephanie.
Exit.
Stacey.
Exit. Stacey. Solomon.
Knibbs. Hughes.
Knibbs.
You are great.
Thanks, Jamie Lango.
Oh, I love that, my nickname. Jampot Ruboy.
If no one called you that. Well, is it because I'm black that you did that? Do you feel like you had to black up for me?
Nah, I don't have to black up.
Is that why you call me a G?
I can be black if I wanted to be.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's white man's world.
Yeah.
You can do what you want.
Yeah, true.
Jamie's trans race.
Charlie's definitely trans race. And now that he's got more than one black friend, it's great, isn't it?
Ah, I feel special now.
Isn't it? Francis, we're working on you, babe.
I am so well-rounded. Guys, we'll see you next week. Ta-ta.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.